No sound.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you beautiful people that I love. Feel the love. Go to your love place. Let's just start right now at the very beginning, which is always love. I've got a super amazing show for you today. I'm telling you, if you have thought about booking a private, now would there could not be a better time. We are off the charts and moving forward in people's lives, in their business, in their health. It's truly amazing. And the information I have for you today came in during one of the privates. I want to remind you that if you want to talk to the channel, you need to press 1. The best way to get in the lineup is call 319-527-6305 and press 1. And then that'll tell Stephen to come on and get you in the queue. Okay, also, our ultimate info on creating a well body seminar is on the 20th of this month. Never do this, but I'm really asking you to bring your energy to that webinar. As you know, when all of us come together, every webinar we go, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, about all the information that comes in. So plan on joining us on the 20th, please. Okay. We're going to start today by balancing everything. We're directing because all energy needs direction. We are directing our hearts to open front and back and merge with our whole brains. We are directing our chakras to be open, balanced, repaired, spinning in the right direction. We are directing our hara lines to be straight, strong, and through the ID point so we stay in our knowing. We are, and we are connected to the highest information, the highest knowledge, and the highest understanding. And so it is, and we all claim, I am love. Okay, so what came in? As you know, those of you that have been with me for a while, a lot of our work is devoted to the little child that we are. And the little child, like my little Dee, was taught some limiting beliefs that little Dee is trying to keep me safe by living those limited beliefs, because little Dee learned that from mommy and daddy and grandparents and church that if she held her power down in some way, she was loved more. So today we're going to focus on, you know, we've been saying, what do we want? Because we have to be clear about what we want in order to manifest and create it, right? So we have been talking about, what do we want? Today, I want to talk about what your little child wants so that you get very clear where your little child is holding you back, fighting you, trying to keep you safe. I will give you an example of mine, not this page. Yeah, when I am connected to the I am not safe. I totally get that. I had my father's business taken away after he used his creativity to start the first discount business in the country. I saw my older brother's business taken away after he used his I am presence and creative ability to create his business. So you see, what I witness is when I am connected to my creative source, I'm not safe, and the finish of that would be cause people take it away in one way or another, which I have already had experiences of in my life, and it like totally resonates with me. So then your job, guys, your opportunity is to sit down with that little boy or girl within you and go, okay, I get, you know, I understand where you got this limiting belief. Will you trust me now and let me empower you and empower both of us so that we can live in more freedom and get what we want? And believe me, most of your little kids are going to quickly say, absolutely yes. Let them know you're keeping them safe. That's the big thing. Your little child wants to know they're safe if they depart from what they were taught as your little person. Okay, so that's what we're going to start each call with, and then we can move on to a specific question. But, and the channel is saying that's going to answer the majority of the questions that are on the call today. Okay, can I go to the callers? Yes, I can. All right, we are going to start with Ms. Lisa in Florida. You're on.
Hey there.
Hi, baby. Okay. So asking, what does your little child want, little Lisa? Here. We're, yeah, they're all core beliefs. Okay. Here, 22, 28, 25, 26. I have to give myself up to pay for myself. So, you know, basically what that means is, for example, in business, if I'm going to make it, I have to work myself to the bone and take the balance away from my family. That's a good example of having to give yourself up to pay for yourself. A lot of people in my industry give up relationships in order to pay for their success in the industry. So now, since you're the first one, you're going to teach everybody else, Lisa. So now, if your little child believes that and is trying to keep you safe, when you depart from that powerfully, you can see the conflict in your life already, can you not?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So when you get little Lisa on board so that you're all working together, your creation process is going to be much quicker, much simpler, much more complete. So we're going to balance that, invoking the simple formula, violet flame, golden light. And from here on out, we are directing that every call is brought into balance once the information is there. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, regarding that, can it be physical?
Absolutely.
I feel like
absolutely. Yep, that's how it works with you. Yeah, and actually, that came in through another private session. That in order for them to get what they want, they had to create sickness because that was the only way they could feel like they were loved when they were little.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, go ahead.
Okay. I wanted to ask about fear has been showing up in my chest as like the sensation, and it brought me to two core beliefs and a genetic subject. The core belief 9, I have to leave to be safe before they leave me. And 31, claim I trust that I am the authority, higher power that creates miracles in my life and others. So
correct on both of them.
So
I want you to see how those two beliefs absolutely fall under what we gave you for the little child.
100%. Yeah, when you were talking about it before I even get on, I knew.
Well, you're channeling perfectly. And what was the subject they gave you?
The genetic subject was wellness.
Uh-huh. Okay, so we'll talk a lot more about this in the webinar, but you understand that wellness is more psychological, that creates the health, which is more physical.
100%. This is me. Yeah. Wow.
Okay.
I didn't know. I didn't understand what that meant because I was feeling fear and it brought me to that. And I didn't know if it was genetic. Because it says genetic subject list, does that mean it's passed down to me? Like,
yep.
I don't know. I didn't understand.
Yes.
Okay.
And with all the beliefs that we've talked about, you can absolutely see a perfect map there. If psychologically you don't know that you're the power that creates miracles in your life, you will fight yourself in creating the very miracles that you want.
Okay. Is there anything different that I have to do to balance that, or is that something?
No.
Nope. Okay. Okay.
You're on it. You got it. Now your opportunity is just to live it, Lisa, to be conscious, you know, be really conscious during the day and notice any of your thoughts or feelings that, like fear, that take you away from I'm the powerful God of me that gets to choose. You understand?
Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love this. Thank you.
What a perfect start to the show. Thank you, Miss Lisa. All right. We're going to Johanna in Florida. You're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, baby. All right, I'm going to give you, what does your little child want? This page here, 1 through 5, 1, 2. I don't think I have enough energy to do this, but they're replacing the word energy with power. I don't think I have enough power to create what I want. So obviously, and I'm going to your mom, what did your mom teach you about being too powerful? Johanna?
I'm just, the only thing I can think of is this experience that I had that I was going to mention regarding something else, was that when I wanted dance lessons, and we passed the place where the dance lessons were, she said, oh, that's a waste of money, and you don't need that. So I don't know how that relates to power, but it was like, I don't
okay.
what I want.
Exactly. So you can't trust what your creative self is telling you. You can't trust where your heart is pulling you. You don't need to go there. And it's going to affect you financially if you do.
Also, how I know it's affected me is I don't spend money on what I need. And
well,
this,
okay.
You know, so, but this came up. Thank you. But this, and this came up because I didn't go to New Mexico for that memorial. And it's actually been painful for me not to have gone. And that's how I asked, how can I benefit from this? And what, you know, what is this about? Like, how did this, and I got that core belief. And it
yep.
came to, I can't spend the money and all of this. And my question for you is going to be today. So I saw that I completely got the difference between my head and my heart and what I want from my heart and
good.
How important it is to give that to myself and how through this core belief I haven't done that. But now I'm stuck here in Florida feeling like I should be in New Mexico and there are other things I should have done there. And
okay. But
yeah,
that's,
you got it.
So you're doing the same thing to yourself all over again.
Okay, yes.
So I'm not going to give myself what I want. And then I'm going to make myself feel bad for not doing it.
Yes.
And that.
So I've been directing the energy to balance around being in Florida now. And
what do you want,
joyful.
Johanna? What do you want? You're right. But I want you to be clear about what you want. Okay, so if you haven't answered me now, you don't know. What you want is to be happy within yourself about the decisions you make for yourself, whatever they are. Now, you get to practice it in the same way dealing with a different subject. So you could have been happy going and giving yourself what you want. At the time, you let your head get in the way and you said, oh, well, I probably shouldn't go. So now be happy that you didn't go. You got the lesson. You never have to repeat it again. And now you're free. Unless you want to stay in the guilt and then you're not.
Got it.
Okay.
I thought, well, I should go anyway, even though I missed the memorial, because I'm supposed to be there now. That's what, you know, I was thinking.
Yeah, but that is a thought from guilt.
Yes.
And your mother made you feel guilty for giving yourself what you wanted. So your little girl, your little Johanna, is very busy trying to keep you feeling guilty because your mom taught you that that's the way you should feel. While you are not giving yourself or getting from the universe what you want. Okay?
Yes, and the fear that I'll be punished for not doing anyway.
Yeah,
thank
well,
you
you're the this one was, that's punishing you right now. So stop it.
Right.
Okay? All right.
Bye.
Love you, sweetheart. All right. Goodbye. All right, Susan, you have something important for me. Go ahead.
Yes, I'll be very brief. I'm done with allergies, and I've been suffering from allergies, so I need to know the spiritual, whatever I need to know spiritually to stop everything like that.
Allergies are misdirected energies.
Yeah, I have the body doctor open.
Okay, now we're going to what my little child wants. Okay,
yeah.
This page here. I have to go, I want No, they want half. I have to go back, but I'm stuck here. You don't ever have to go back. As a matter of fact, it's almost impossible to go back.
So it is impossible.
Your little child, though, says, no, come back to this limiting faith that you lived in. That's where you're safe.
Yeah, no. Not going back there.
Well, hold on, Susan. So you keep fighting yourself subconsciously because your little child is in fear that you will not be safe if you move on.
I see.
While the adult Susan is desperately wanting to move on. So sit down and have a very loving conversation with little you. You're welcome. That's the highest, most correct, most complete. Yeah. Good.
Thank you. I love you.
I love you too. And what Susan wants is not to get rid of her allergies. What she wants is beautiful, complete balance within her energetic system. Again, if you want to create the state of wellness, you do not fix the dis-ease. Cindy in British Columbia, you is on. And hi, baby.
Hi there. Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it.
You bet. What does my little child want? We're going this page, here. It's the opposite of Susan's. I want to move forward, but I'm stuck here. So your little child is in fear for you that you move into this new empowerment within yourself that you are discovering right now. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay.
The fear just rises up in my body.
Okay. That, actually they're saying comes from your mother and your father, and they want to know what religion you were raised.
Sikhism.
Okay.
But they didn't enforce that. And so to add to that, if I could. Oh, sorry. Go
sure.
ahead.
No, go on.
Oh, yeah. I was actually had called in when the first time I ever called in on a Sunday was when that particular call got dropped, the one that didn't get recorded. And so I don't remember what was said. I know the gist of what my dad's was, and with my mom's, it was like my dad's was a God betrays me. And then the one for my mom, the IDF was I don't have enough energy or power.
Okay.
And so I didn't know if that is related to that.
Well, sure. If you're afraid to move forward, you see how that all, you're betraying yourself by not claiming the powerful God that you are and living in fear of moving forward into your power.
Mm-hmm.
It all dovetails to, you see that now, right? So
yeah, I remember
the powerful God of me that always comes through for me and always moves joyfully into my full power.
Because see, what I heard my mama would say, and she was more of a bigger influence on me, was that girls don't do that and there isn't enough money. So I always heard girls don't do that.
Yeah, well, gods do.
Okay.
So start defining yourself as the powerful God of you, because taking that a little further, we all want to know that we are the balance of masculine and feminine energy in our creation.
Mm-hmm.
So better to define yourself as the powerful God of you than as a girl or a boy.
Okay. So is that related to
what?
Sorry, I was just going to ask, is because part of like not feeling powerful is that I'm, you know, not wanting to be here. You know, I'm just having a challenge with, because I feel powerless and helpless.
Well, sweetheart, look, if your little child is going, don't move forward, don't move forward, don't move forward, it's dangerous, don't move forward, you're going to feel powerless, aren't you? You're going to feel stuck, which is going to create despair. Okay, get up every day and go, I'm moving forward. I'm the powerful God of me that is moving forward.
Okay.
What can I do today? What can I do today to love myself and move forward? Because as long as you keep defining yourself as desperate and someone who wants to give up, that's what your brain focuses on, and you will create more of that feeling within you. Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Good on you.
Thank
Get
you.
Going.
Thank you.
You bet.
All right.
You powerful little sucker, you. Maureen in Chicago, you're on.
Hi.
Hi, baby cakes. Okay, your little girl. This page here, 1 through 5, 1, 2. I don't think I have enough energy to do this. And energy for you is the correct word. How is that playing into your life?
Oh, gosh. I've just been super self-reliant for decades, well, my whole life. So that's what my desire is partnership. I feel like I need a partner to move forward. I want a partner. I want to receive as much as I give.
That's what you want.
Absolutely.
That the last statement is what you want. And that is what you don't have enough energy to create, is receiving in a balanced way to what you give. That's a lot clearer than wanting a partner to help take some of the load off.
Sure.
Okay.
It's really important with your
little child to get them on board with having enough energy to receive.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow, indeed. Okay, you were going to say.
It just seems like receiving is passive, and it shouldn't be hard. But it is, I guess. Because you look around. That was actually going to be my question. I think I know what my desire is, but when my thoughts start wandering to the other in the equation, I have so much empathy that then I start getting a little detached from my own desire. Just briefly, it's ephemeral. And then I can go back to my desire. But I wanted to ask, like, how do you manage that when you're in tandem with other people? You know that they have free will. You see that they have had a pattern. And so, you know, not to disconnect from your desire, but you start to look at, like, what you can expect from others. And then you start going, oh, I can't keep wanting this because they won't be able to do it.
And there's the hole you keep digging yourself into.
Yeah.
So you're not going to get out of that hole, Maureen, until you get your little child on board. We absolutely have all the energy and the creative energy to receive everything we want. Will you get on board with me now so that we can create powerfully together as one integrated entity? You see,
awesome.
if you're taught all your life, God loves you and people love you more if you just give and give and give and give and give until you drop, you're not going to have the energy to receive for yourself.
Wow.
because then, then you won't, then you won't be loved. And you've used all your energy for the giving side. Creation is like a great hug, guys. It's recipe. You've got to hug, and you've got to allow yourself to be hugged. Otherwise, the creation process is incomplete. So let the universe hug you, Maureen. It's time.
And is that...
Okay?
Yes, I get it. I get it. Well, I'll be getting it. Thank you so much.
No, you got it. And you already, I want you to acknowledge, received from the channel the information that you were desiring. And
you
were a big part of creating that receiving.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thanks so much.
So
generous.
Just acknowledge everything that you receive. Like a beautiful monarch butterfly that flies by you. See, when you start acknowledging everything the universe is sending you, it sends you more. All right, beautiful. Thank you. All right, Miss Joan in New Mexico. Hi, baby.
Good morning, Dee.
Good morning. All right, your little child. This page here, 9, 10. Even though I love you, I'm threatened by you, and I'm glad to get rid of you. And you are saying that to your powerful God self. That's what your little child is saying. I love you. I love you, powerful Joan. But I'm threatened by you because bad things happen when you're too powerful. So I'm just going to get rid of you and not let you be powerful. Directly from your mom, by the way. How did your mom teach you to be afraid of your own power?
I thought she did the opposite.
Nope. So did she, was she powerful?
In a subtle way.
Okay. So let's just do some yes and no answers because you're kind of screwing around with your mind here.
Okay.
Did she demonstrate to you power or not?
Yes.
Okay. And did you like her power?
Yes.
Okay. Well, my pendulum in the channel is saying a strong no. That you associated power, that what she showed you was much more force than power, Joan. And so you have associated power with a negative connotation. Power in the true sense of the word is power through divine love. And when I said she showed you power through love, it goes right to no. You ought to do this. You should do this. You should be this. You should think that. It's not power through divine love. Okay. So what you want to do is talk to your little child and let her know you have every intention of being the powerful God of you who creates with love. And it's safe, and you would like her to come on board and join you in that creation. Okay. Do you have another question, baby?
The question that everybody's been asking for the last couple of weeks. How do I create a way for me to move forward and create a well body?
Okay. When I say you just stated what you really wanted, it goes right to no. What you want, this is the highest thing, is to know that you are the power that creates that. And you see, that's why it's so important for you to get your little child on board. Is right now, you're deferring your healthy body to everybody else. And it's got to start within you. Are you doing this next webinar, Joan?
I haven't signed up yet, but I'm planning to.
Okay, because we're going over everything you're asking about. You're aware of that, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. The first thing you want to do is get your little child on board so that subconsciously you are not fighting yourself.
And how do I do
that? Start getting, you do that the way we do everything. You direct it. And you go through the exercise that I very clearly took everybody through how to do it at the beginning of this call. Were you on?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, then you know. You know how to talk to your little girl and get her on board with what you want. And what you want is for her to know and help you create that you love you, the more powerful creator you are. All right. You can do this, Joan. Love you, babe. Mean it. Okay, we're going to Ilka in Florida. Hi, sweetheart. You're on.
Hi. Can you hear me?
I can.
Hi. Yes, I'm honored to be with you again. And please let me know what the channel is saying about the question.
Okay, your little child, this page here, 1 through 5. Again, I don't think I have enough energy to do this. And this refers to the joyful creation of your life the way you want it. Okay. So, Ilka, I want you to listen to this again and listen to the frequency in your voice. The frequency in your voice literally says low energy.
Well, I have this physical kind of issue that phlegm in my body for so many months, and that was always my question to ask you. Where is that coming from? Is it from the kind of the misfortune
okay,
that happened in May?
I'm gonna answer you. The very beginning of it comes from a moment in your life where my pendulum's hitting me, which is the sign of, boy, are you freaking right on. There was a moment in your life where you literally came forward knowing you were powerful and that you were the powerful creator of you, and your little child subconsciously pulled you back from that. And your body is saying, break out, move forward, go into your power. So if in any way you think you don't have the energy to create who you are, you're definitely not going to have the energy to create your health and wellness.
So what should I do? That's kind of a lot.
You tell me. You tell me. It's all been said on this show. Are you guys, do y'all really want to know, or do you want to just keep asking? Because I lined it out perfectly for you at the beginning of the show. What to do, how to get your little child on board, Ilka.
So there is this connection with what I want subconsciously and what she's staying at,
absolutely,
whatever level.
The whole show is about that, guys. Where is your little child loving you so much that she's keeping you safe by limiting you? Okay?
So that's everything about my health and
everything.
The money, making money,
everything
with what I love and
everything. It's, you get that in place, everything else starts being created for you that you want.
So to work with my little child all the time.
Everybody. Well, you'll know. Look, guys, they come aboard pretty quickly because they want to be free too.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So
okay,
you do that,
well,
and then we'll talk again. All right. I love you. You
thank
know that.
You. I love you.
You're
too.
Welcome. But I'm telling you guys, sometimes they have to be tough love because you keep saying, how do I do that? How do you direct energy, everybody? That's what all our work is about. You've got to direct energy. But if you're subconsciously saying to yourself, well, I don't have the power to do that, then you're not going to be able to move forward, are you? Ryan in San Diego, you're on.
Hello, Miss D.
Hello, sweetheart. Happy late birthday.
No way.
All right. Your inner child, your little child. This page here, 9, 10. Even though I love you, I'm threatened by you, and I'm glad to get rid of you. And they're actually using the word God with you. Even though I love you, God, I'm threatened by you, and so I'm going to get rid of you in my life. So, Ryan, what were you taught about God and power?
To be small.
What were you taught? To be small. Okay.
Yeah.
So then when that catapults us into I'm the powerful God of me, your little boy is trying to take that powerful God and make it smaller. Do you understand?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You are, the channel wants you to know you're in the process of breaking through this big time already. And this conscious understanding was very needed by you to understand that part of you that kept whispering, limit yourself. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Did you have another question, my darling?
No, I just wanted to say that I'm in the home stretch on finishing the first draft of my book, so it should be done probably within the week.
Oh, good for you, Ryan. Good for you. You see, that's what they mean. You're breaking through. I didn't know you were working on a book. I've just so loved your pictures. So you're taking your pictures and putting them in a book?
Yeah, it's a book to teach people how to take better theme park photos. So,
taking
what I've learned and teaching.
Yeah. Yeah, good for you. There's going to be an expansion of some kind for that book, too. So just remember those words and expect it or create it.
Absolutely.
All right, baby. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, not hold on. Stevens. Boy, we have a lot of callers on today. Hold on. Okay, Jean Marie. You're
Hello,
on.
I wanted to call in and say how incredibly invaluable the Fun, Focus, and Fruition workshop is.
Great. Thank you.
It's just focusing and learning the different techniques each day and doing it morning and night, and then the discipline of the red dot has enormously focused me, made me very much more aware of my thoughts and how they unconsciously direct my day, and it's not in alignment with what I consciously want. And
yep.
That is such a gift. And I just wanted to share that with you and the whole community. And I want to thank you for today's call and show. It's been extremely helpful, and that's why I called in.
Well, thank you, Jean-Marie. I so appreciate that. And that program is on sale right now. You can get it at the homepage if you want to check it out. And I want to give you your little child belief.
Oh, thank you.
Here. Some energy has to die before I am the creation of new energy. That's how your little child keeps taking your attention off the easy creation of what you want. So in your case, Jean Marie, because we you are on the yearly subscription. So in your case, the people high up at the college, they have to go away. They have to change their thinking. Something happens that has to happen with them before you create what you want. That's an example of what your little child believes. Some energy has to die, which broaden that to go away, get rid of, change in somehow before I am the creation of new energy. I want you guys to be very clear that you are not dependent one way or another on other energy except to direct energy to what you want. There is no energy holding you back unless you have a belief that there is. Do you understand?
Yes. Now, what would be the
positive?
Yes, thank you.
You would say to your little girl, come on, let's get on board. We are the creators. We don't have to wait for anybody else or anything else to change or go away. Let's get busy creating what we want right now. You're safe to do that. Nobody's going to take it away from you again. You're safe to do that. And then ask her to integrate with you. Okay?
Yeah, thank you for saying that.
Yep, you bet. Bye-bye.
I appreciate you. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. You, I appreciate you too, Jean Marie. You know that. We're over, but we're going to take this last caller because you're first time. Kathy in Arizona, welcome. Welcome to the craziness.
Thank you. And it is crazy. I can't even take notes.
Well, just know you're getting it.
Well, I'll re-listen. Yeah, I'll just re-listen. Yes.
And this is what your little child, your little Kathy, wants you to know. Well, interesting. Same one that Jean-Marie had. Some energy has to die before I am the creation of new energy. Okay, energy doesn't die, guys. Energy can't die. That's all there is energy. However, energy can be redirected. And that is what your little girl really needs to understand.
Okay.
That no energy has to die. Nobody has to change. Nobody has to come forward and go, you're right, Kathy, go. You are, and your little child as one entity is integrated into your power of creation. Your job, Kathy, is to know exactly what you want and that it's possible with your power to create that. That's what you want to get your little girl on board with you.
Okay.
To move forward. Did you have another question, sweetheart?
I do. Two quickies. I'm doing the breathing exercise, the prayer, and my question is how long do you do it before you change topics? I mean, I have 100 things that I want to pray for, and I'm wondering.
No, that's not true, Kathy.
Okay.
It's not true. You have one thing.
Okay.
And all the other things that you're holding fall under that one subject of personal power. When you know that you are the power, everything else is answered in that prayer.
Wow. Okay. I'm not sure I understand that, but how do I set up a personal reading with you?
It's on the website, sweetheart.
Website. Okay.
Yeah, on the homepage, just click on private sessions.
Okay. And also, my mother's and father's beliefs or idea of patterns have changed already one time. I'm wondering if they've changed again.
Okay, changed isn't the right word. What they did was expand.
Okay.
They expanded for a finer understanding from you. Mm-hmm. And that, the last ones that you got are the highest. Did you get the positive from them? You should have gotten the positive. Okay. That's the highest positive. Does it have anything to do with power? Do you remember what it was?
Yes, I am so excited that I am supposed to be here now, and I belong here being the powerful creator that I am.
And doesn't that go along with everything else we've gotten to?
Hello.
Hello. Okay.
Okay. What,
you see, you guys, look, you can know that you want money and health and fabulous relationships. And if the umbrella belief is, but I don't have the power and I'm not the power that creates it, you ain't going to do it.
Hmm.
You understand?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
What a great
Thank
call.
Thank you very much.
Ms.
I appreciate you.
Thanks for hopping in. Right back at you. All right, guys. I know went as fast as I could there. Whoa. Feel like we've run a marathon. Let's say it together loud and proud. Come on. I love me. I love me. Woo. And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace.
And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.